current issues are, I don't.
It's future, okay.
You just wanna keep it that way.
I just wanna keep it that way.
Any further discussion from the question?
So if we fast forward 3 months and that there are problems, how and what would we do now? Does that change final approval? Does that change anything to what we do today and what might happen?
If a condition was added, yes, but it sounds like we have no idea what that's gonna be at this point. You know, Watts has been a typical Russ and dealt with things as they've come up.
Yeah.
So, kind of on a legal side of it, it is really falls kind of in the civil arena if somebody develops a property and affects another property adversely. And so there's always a remedy with civil action.
Yeah.
That's my understanding of that situation. So we always want to take a look at what the potential impacts would be. But what we've tried to do is make sure that the developer and Bill Potts, they have communication and they kind of have an avenue for addressing concerns. So what Russ has agreed to monitor and I think they've sent consultants over to take a look at your, because they have to put dehumidifiers in there.
He did send somebody over to look. I didn't learn anything new.
Hey, Kathy, maybe Paul. It's been a while, and prior to city council, I'll get that agreement out and review it. There is a document that you and Russ have signed. Doesn't that say something to the effect, if any groundwater problems come up within 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
That's what I understood.
He will address them?
We didn't really talk about how it would happen, especially after it's turned over to the HOA.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it, I'm groundwater. How do you say, here's how we'll address it?
Yeah.
You don't know what the problem is.
Until you.
Because I think it was a little bit vague.
Is it run with the HOA, or does it stay with him?
It stays with him.
Yeah.
And how many years are you into that agreement?
Less than a year.
Oh.
Wes? I think that's pretty fair. The other possible remedy, when we were out there, we looked at, you know, there's the one equalization line. We did look, does it make sense to have two? We looked at an alignment for one. Didn't seem like it was needed. That could be put in.
Yeah.
But we also need to look at the seasonal nature of this too.
Right, for sure.
I think we're all.
So there are other remedies, I guess, is the point of saying.
I think we're all into a learning curve, and how do we predict groundwater?
And this year is going to be an exception to it. To a lot of normalities.
Well, I hope we're back to normal. Well, I hope.
Mm.
But I'm scared that we're in an exception, but time will tell.
And please understand, in addition to Wes, myself, Russ Watts, Kathy, we've had the Laughlin Water Group come out. They're probably the top hydrogeologists in the state of Utah. They've come out as a third party. There's been testing for how many years, Wes?
Probably five. We've been pulling piezometers since before the beginning of phase one. Got a lot of data.
Hmm. Any further questions or comments? Do we have a recommendation to the city council?
I recommend that we recommend to the council for Midway Springs LLC recommending final approval of phase five of Watts Raymond Farm Plan Unit Development. The proposal contains 10 residential building pads on 9.22 acres. The property is located at 400 North Farmhouse Way and is in the R115 zone and that the condition regarding the survey be included in that recommendation, and also encourage the Philpotts and Russ Watts to continue to work on mitigating the water issue. I don't know if we can condition that or not, but it sounds like there's an agreement in place.
So we'll leave that out of the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Start voting with you, Andrew.
Aye.
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 Item four, Berg Engineering Agent for Stillwater Holdings LLC is proposing final approval of five-lot subdivision to be known as Cage Landing. Property is 11.14 acres and is located at approximately 1375 South Springtown Road and is in the RA 143 zone. Michael.
All right, thank you. So Cage Landing. Try to zoom note to pop up. I had to get rid of it on the computer. This is for final approval for Cage Landing. The property is 11.14 acres. There is a requirement of 1.67 acres of open space. Zoning is RA-1-43. So this property is actually in the county right now. It has been approved for annexation, and the county, the state lieutenant governor's office has approved it. They haven't recorded the plat yet, but they plan on recording the annexation plat along with the subdivision plat. So it has been approved. So the zoning will be RA-143. It contains five single-family building lots. And access to all of the lots will be off of a cul-de-sac that will be built in the subdivision. That will become a public road. There are no known sensitive lands on the property, and the lots will connect to MSD sewer line, Midway's culinary line, and Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line. So Main Street is located up here at the top of this map. You can see Highway 113 running down the center, and Springtown Road over here on the left. Here's a closer view. We've got Tate Lane just to the south and Springtown to the west. And then a closer view of the property. You can see there's no structures on site. It's a property's been in agricultural use. And this map shows the current condition of the property. It's relatively flat. You can see the contour lines on this map. Again, no sensitive lands have been identified. And this is a copy of the site plan. So this shows those five separate lots. And this property is deed restricted to five lots based off of the previous owner selling the property. And then when the city agreed to annexation, the condition of annexation is five lots maximum on the property. So these lots all equal about 2 acres in size. Things to take note of, there is a trail that is planned along the edge of the road. That meets our rural road cross section. And Wes will have to remind me, when I was putting this together, I had 8 feet for the width of the trail on the slides. And if I remember correctly, City Council said 6 feet.
Right.
So instead of having an extremely wide trail on the trail that's probably not going to be used extensively, a minimal width of 6 feet for it. And that trail will run around one side of the road all the way to the end of the cul-de-sac. We also have a detention pond located on lot number 5. So there'll be some notes on the plat, some restrictions for this lot. There has to be access for the city to the detention pond. And so if there is a fence that's put up, there needs to be a gate included that meets our requirements to have access to that pond if there ever needs to be any maintenance. And so lot number 5, the buildable area, will be as indicated on the map here. There's also an easement that's shown on the plans that will be kind of a no-build area on the far east side. That's kind of a drainage easement. There's not really a ditch there, but that's where the water runs to. across lot number one. This is where the open space is located, the 1.67 acres. So the buildable area is located here on the plan. There's also an easement with another landowner for access that's shown here that's unbuildable. It covers the open space area also. And so those are the main items for this proposal to take note of. Here is a copy of the proposed plat. It's kind of difficult to see. You can see those five separate lots here. And that detention pond would be noted. Also the building pad on lot number one. So trail is a 6-foot public trail along the cul-de-sac. We did receive a geotechnical report. And that's important for us since we'll end up having a public road on the property. Want to make sure that there aren't any maintenance issues for the long term. So geotechnical report was supplied to us and reviewed by Horrocks. Open space, again, 15%, so 1.67 acres. It's included within one of the lots. And then stormwater, the detention pond will be on lot number five. Access easement and storm drain easement will be included on the plat. And an access gate must be provided if the area is fenced, so that lot owner will need to be aware of that requirement. The recommended water requirement from the Water Advisory Board, based off the acreage, the number of lots, we have the 5 culinary connections of 4 acre feet, outside irrigation 27.87, so a total of 38.17 acre feet for the development. Some possible findings. Proposal does meet the intent of the general plan for the RA-143 zoning district. Proposal does comply with the land use requirements for that same zoning district. 1.67 acres of open space must be created as part of the development, should be noted on the plat and restricted from future building or development. And then the property is restricted to 5 lots by a private deed restriction and by the annexation agreement with the city. And then the duration of approval is for 1 year. Proposed condition, the applicant must contribute to the planned bike lane and amount approved by the city engineer so the plat is recorded. There's very limited frontage for this development. It's about 67 feet or so. So it's going to be a proportional amount based off of what we normally require. So it'll be a small figure, relatively speaking, for that bike lane. And we're gathering those bike lane funds, and we have a number of developments along Stringtown Road and other roads where we plan on putting those in all at once once we have the funds together. And so they'll contribute to that bike lane fund. Any questions for staff on this proposal?
So in the report, it says the Water Board on November 7th recommended that 31.97 acre feet be dedicated. You flip over the next page and it says 31.87.
There's a discrepancy for sure. It's not going to make.
It's
I can
be,
find out exactly
that's
what
big.
It is. What was that?
It's big.
It's where the irrigation company breaks everything down to no more than a third of a share, which is 1 acre foot. It's not going to make a difference on what they dedicate. But we'll find, make sure we get the right number on the next stage of this process.
Any further questions from anyone? You have anything to say, Paul? You're here. Might as well recognize
you. I'll respond to any questions. This one's pretty straightforward.
All right, do we have a recommendation, City Council?
I recommend that we recommend final approval of a 5-lot subdivision to be known as Kay's Landing. Pardon me, the property is 11.14 acres and is located at approximately 1375 South Stringtown Road and is in the RA-143 zone. And that we also add the proposed condition that the applicant must contribute to the planned bike lane in an amount approved by the city engineer before the plat is recorded.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Item 5.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Second by Jeff.
Oh my goodness.